Hello, everyone. Today is Good Friday, and we pray that today will be a great day of remembrance and just rejoicing in the cross of Jesus. And so we continue through our Lent devotions, our Lent verses here. It's our second to last one. We have one more tomorrow. And our verses for today are from Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Again, Romans 10, 9 and 10. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. So through this whole week, we've gone through these verses, just as we, many of them through Romans, recognizing our need for the cross of Jesus Christ. On Monday, we talked about how we've all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And we talked about this free gift of God, of salvation, and this demonstration of love, this grace that we cannot earn, that we don't deserve, that we have been given. And what this verse, these verses today in Romans 10, what they recognize is that it can't just be that like this happened. But what has to happen is we have to confess and we have to believe that Jesus is Lord, right? That God raised him from the dead. And then we can have salvation. What Paul is saying here is that we have to confess with our mouths and believe in our hearts the truth of this, that Jesus did this for us. Now, in our culture, I think we may have taken these words a little too far in that it almost feels like kind of like lip service, in a sense. And that might actually be too strong of a word, but I think often we think of you're a follower of Jesus, you are saved if you confess, right? If you say the sinner's prayer, right? If you believe something intellectually as being true, and if you're baptized, well then, you're saved. There might be some truth to that, but I think we should recognize here this confession and this belief, it was never meant to be an intellectual exercise, right? It's not just something, you know what, I believe this is plausible and now I'm good, right? But this idea of believing in your heart isn't just, again, just knowledge, right? But it is your life, right? It is with your whole life, with the core of your being, with your soul, with your emotions even. With every part of your being, you're recognizing the truth that Jesus died for us, that he rose from the dead, that your sins are forgiven, but not just that, that Jesus is Lord of our lives, that he is king, that he is in control, that he is the one that we live for. Anybody can confess with their mouth that, you know what, I believe this is true. Like anyone can do that, right? But what has to be different is that we recognize that on that cross, like all of our sins are forgiven, and now we have a new king, that we are not the king of ourselves anymore, that our lives belong to Jesus, that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. And that's as we recognize, as we celebrate on this Good Friday, this Easter weekend, I hope that we can be challenged by the gospel, that it's not just something that we just say, not a label that we put on ourselves or say, like, I believe in this, like I believe in a political party or something. But it's something that we're saying is that this defines my whole life. My heart, my emotions, the core of my entire being and soul. It rests on that cross of Jesus. It rests upon Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. As we recognize, as we remember all that Jesus has done for us today, let's not just give him lip service. Let's give him our hearts, our lives to him. And let's do that with this heart of gratitude and thanksgiving and this recognition that Jesus is the only way to eternal life, to the good life. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you that you went to the cross for us, that you suffered and died on that cross for our sake. And we ask for forgiveness for our sins, And we even ask for forgiveness for how we have misunderstood this or even abused this, God, with like a cheap kind of grace, as Dietrich Bonhoeffer said. I pray that instead, as we look to the cross today, that we recognize that you, Jesus, deserve our everything. That as you have saved us and forgiven us, that we now belong to you, that you are our Lord. And I pray that in our hearts, with our mouths, with our entire lives and beings, that we will know that we belong to you and that you are good. On this Good Friday, may we remember your goodness and your love, God. We thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray.